Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, afternoon, or whenever the hell you might be listening to me. I'm already on one. It's 2 seconds into the show, right? Anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome to, oh my God, looking for my give a fuck, Epiphany episode 44. Oh my God, great numbers, right? I am Shirley E. Shepherd, your amazing host for 44 minus 4 or 5, maybe, yeah, episodes. I can't believe it. I'm really, really consistently doing the show. And if anyone that has their own, even Instagram page or TikTok or anything where they want consistency to be the key at hand, boy, it can be tough some days. And I'm very, very proud of myself. So you're like, well, why are you telling us you're proud of yourself? Because guess what? It's my show and I can do that. I don't know. I'm so giddy today. There's so many things, good, bad, and just kind of crazy. I hope Mary Hopkins, my friend, calls me on the show because I want to, and I never do this because I'm just not an expert or even understanding when it comes to relationships and complications and this and that and all that drama. I just don't do that. And in fact, some of you might think, you know, we don't see pictures of Shirley with her men or, you know, whatever you may think of me. I know some have their opinions about me. No, just for the record, I'm just strictly attracted to men, for all those who think different, and I really don't care. I'm just putting that out there. But more importantly, I don't have the drama. I don't have this desire that someone has to be in my life and control my world. I mean, I purposely get into relationships to fuck it off. I mean, that's just my DNA. Is that right? No. In fact, I might want to learn how to fix that so I can go into my later years or the years closer to my underground. I better get that together so I can have some proper companionship. So anyway, I am going to talk about that if Miss Hopkins. Contacts me because we were talking before the show. Anyway, again, welcome to the show. Looking for my give a fuck episode, Epiphany episode 44. I want to start off by saying happy, happy birthday to the most amazing person, you know, second to my mommy. Is my mommy listening? Anyway, Aunt Joanne, I love you so, so much. I hope you're listening. I sent you a link. And if not, I'm going to ask that you listen back to hear how you are my muse, and I usually can't say that word right, so hopefully I did this time, but you are the epitome of this, of strength, but strength that is beautiful, strength that doesn't have a frown and yet a smile because I'm strong, strength as a smile that is so smooth and silky that no one would even know that the moments prior you may have cried or you may have been sad. Your beauty, your elegance, and your raspy little voice has been the glue to a lot of things. But your world is so big, you couldn't glue or tape up everything. And you have gracefully for so many years accepted that some things are just not going to be put back together. But the smile never goes away. I think I've seen you get really mad once with me when I interrupted during one of your soap operas. I'm just joking. That even wasn't, you just said, honey, we will talk after XYZ. Anyway, it's the most amazing time I had with you when I was recently visiting. You also have a way, Aunt Joanne, of helping people in our family who don't understand the inclusion part. And what does that mean? I'm not like most of the kids, your grandchildren, your children, or mom's children, or mom, or, you know, I don't know how to cook. I don't even know what that looks like. I can still see Yvonne or Bonnie that I can call her because it's my show. I swear to God, I've never seen anything so beautiful, how she just made a symphony with these bowls and pots and pans, and it was just the most amazing thing. And then we went, it was beautiful, it was a Sunday, I'll never forget that, and we went on and continued our day when I was visiting one time. I watched Ansa, I watched one person I really watch, and I don't share much about it because I'm still in awe, is my cousin, you know, Lee J. And this is also for whoever's listening, but this is for my auntie. Lee J came to California, and he made these mushrooms sautéed, or whatever they meant were called, because I was young then. And I don't do a mushroom to this very day. But that goddamn mushroom and mushroom situation, oh, was so fudgy good. But when Lee J is in the kitchen, it is a masterpiece of art. Artistry at its best. I mean, you just want to go, dun, 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 right? With Bonnie, what I saw was she was doing this for her husband. It is being a beautiful woman who supports and loves food and wants to make sure that her husband or her significant other at that time was well taken care of, had food and this and that, because we are out for the day, right? And so it's the rhythms of this different rhythms of beauty, of care, of love. Mother can do it all. Yeah. Mother watched me make a sandwich. It took me 30 minutes to make like a bologna sandwich for reals. And she said, you know, I just don't ever want to watch that again. Okay, so I don't have what it takes. But more important, Aunt Joanne, because this is for you, is that you may not be this amazing cook with this symphony type feel as you're going through whatever the process of making some. But that damn what Cornish hen or some little damn thing you make is so good right now, I can taste it. But all your kids have rhythm. Most beautiful family I've ever been able to step outside and to look at Lee J, Ralph, Anna, Joseph, Ansa, of course, my Bonnie, my Yvonne, Curtis and Carter. Did I say Anna? By the way, Anna is probably the prettiest person I've ever seen in my life. She would sit up there and just be gorgeous. I wonder where I got my snooty from. I started with her because I love you, Anna. I love all of you. But going back to my muse, my Aunt Joanne. In California, when we came here, I've seen beauty. I've been around beauty. Not a lot of intelligence out here, no. But I've seen beauty. And I've never seen anyone quite like my Aunt Joanne. The most incredible, beautiful woman in the world. Who never told me her story, although I heard a lot about it. That wasn't her mission for me. Her mission was to remind me of how I fit in with our family. I have a whole different concept about cooking, about men, about all kinds of shit. Like, I'm out. I ain't got no time to fix no relationship, blah, 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 right? And she taught me something to me that's the most important thing ever, how to make up a bed with your nails being wet. Okay, girls, that is very hard to do. Of course, my Aunt Joanne is much more than just a beautiful face, a beautiful soul, a, you know, silk class. She's extremely intelligent. But she doesn't realize that I'm sure everyone she has touched and all her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren always have a special thing that Aunt Joanne did for them that's only for them. And mine was I said, we just did our nails. How are we going to make up the bed? And she showed me. She said, you can be beautiful and you can take care of the house and you can take care of X, Y, Z, all that in a bag of a couple chips, right? So Aunt Joanne, are everything. With my mom being who she is, that hardcore part of that Gemini, and then you being the silky, you know, silk smooth. I'm pretty fucking crazy. No. I'm pretty blessed. I love you so much. And my family on the, you know, East Coast and the Midwest, I love you guys too. You're just amazing. And so when you think about, and if you listen to what the show is about, and I'll kind of do a quick summary, looking for my give a fuck, it's about looking and being reminded of what makes you give a fuck. And give a fuck, you can take it negatively or positively. What I do when I think about give a fuck is like, oh, what makes me want to get excited again, to reminisce about, to share? And that's what this show is about. And it all happened when my mom and my brother on Fridays, my brother comes to see my mom real quick, and how this is really quick. And my mom and brother are the, you know, my whole family's very, very smart. It's ridiculous. I went conservative. They're very liberal. And they confronted me on my reasons for going conservative. I didn't have a really good argument. I wanted to slide under this table that we were sitting at in our kitchen, small nook, I think two stools, very small situation. I wanted to slide and slither either, and I always say this, either out the front door or up the stairs into the middle room, which is technically her office that I've been using for my room for years now. But and then the next day, my brother gave me this book. And by the way, this whole show is based on Eckhart Tolle, A New Earth Awakening of Your Life's Purpose. And within that, he brings forth some of the things that we tend to default on. Like all of a sudden, why are you constantly mad in traffic? Why is this? Why is that? Sometimes it's not what happened the hour before, the day before, whatever. It's a default mechanism that may have occurred during periods in your life. And one thing that I do use when I do explain this is Jay King's quote. I know you guys are like, why are you guys always talking about Jay King? Well, first of all, Jay King talked more than a little motherfucking bit, okay? If you ever hear him on his shows, he's always talking, always sharing. And I tend to listen to him, and plus he's been my friend for 30, 40, 50 years. But when he says something that really sticks with me, I give him credit for it. It's not that others haven't said it, but this is my story, my show, and my world. But now I forgot what the fuck he said. Oh my God, Mary, I know you're holy, but what was I going to say? He said, oh, well, shit. Oh, he said, if you're engaging in things that does not bring anything positive or anything, you know, conducive to your life that makes it a better life, then maybe you should shift. And so what happens is these tools that you learn, it's very simple tools. You say, what the fuck? And all of a sudden you look back and say, why did I say that? That just came out. That just came out like butter. Why did I do that? And I don't like the way it feels, because every time I say that, I end up having a fight, so on and so forth. So therefore, you just stop for a minute and you kind of decide what you want to do with that. No, you don't go back to all your aunt, you know, your mom and your daddy, whatever. You guys ruined me. No. I was watching Medea last night, and she was in jail. I can't remember. But she said, look, all your parents did is give you birth. You decide on what you do and how you live. Now, give or take, there's some of that that parents are responsible for a few things. But more importantly, the bottom line is that if you're doing things and it's not adding to a purposeful life, or it's not adding to positive things happening in your life, you might want to shift on that. Okay. So anyway, I wanted just to take a minute, and I'm going to shift gears here. But in closing, Aunt Joanne, I love you. Have an amazing, amazing birthday. I'm going to call you later and send you some super, super love. And I just love my whole family. I miss you guys. Okay. Y'all need to come to California. Okay. Ching, ching, ching. Wait. That's my changing subjects. Okay. I need Jesus. Or he probably needs me. Oh, my God, so bad. I'm so going to heaven or hell. Okay, earlier, before I started the show, I mean, at the beginning of the show, I said I was going to talk about relationships. I have Mary on the line. Mary, are you there? Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I'm here, especially for this subject. Let me just tell you, I just pulled back into the parking space at my house, and I just happened to look to my left on the hood of my car, and there is a frog sitting right on the hood of my car. Everywhere I go, no matter what state I'm in, Alabama, Florida, Virginia, there's always a frog jumping on my car. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm not kissing it, so it's not going to turn into a pig.
Oh.
But there was a frog.
No, frogs are seen as cleaners of bad spirits. Isn't that funny how he showed up?
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, so we'll go into that later. However, we have 15 minutes. I'm gonna break this up in chunks, but because I want to talk about relationships, and that's going to take up at least the last 10 minutes, let's talk about our what we're going to go into regarding six straps. would you like to discuss that? Well, I'm going to discuss it, and I'm going to tell you the reason why there's a learning tool here. Mary is white, and I'm black, people, right? But anyway, this is terrible. But do you guys recall the little boy who shot his teacher, and he was 6 years old? Mary and I had just became friends during that time, and we laughed for a long time, but because we kept putting it in different scenarios, like... I mean, at six, you got to be a bad motherfucker, right? I mean, we went nuts with that, and I'm going to let you really take it in a minute. However, we decided, you were just talking, we've been talking about this forever, but hey, you know.
Uh-oh, what happened, Cheryl? Can't hear you.
Hopefully you can. I don't know what happened to me. I hope I'm still here.
Okay, now. Now I can
hear
you. Okay. Yeah.
Great. Okay, so what the concept was not to create this our product based on some six-year-old badass, but more importantly, I was thinking last night, if six-year-olds are going to be carrying around guns, being Billy Badass on the playground and with their guns in their backpack and shooting teachers, then we need to carry what, Mary? What is it called?
A six strap.
Go ahead, tell everyone what a six strap is and what we're doing and how it's going to be an amazing concept. Go ahead.
A six strap can be either a body crossover or a clutch bag or a backpack or whatever you however you want to carry your bag or whatever version you want to get of it, and it's going to have a little spot for you to carry your pistol.
And here, now let's go into the business side of that. Here's, and now, okay, so anyway, we're coming up with that. It's going to be two colors. I think we're working on the logo. We're going to get that done. That's just going to be fast. And the marketing tool about that is, like, again, if six-year-olds are walking around, we need to protect ourselves. Good or bad, I don't care if you believe in guns or not, whatever. If you are going to carry one, we're going to make sure that your crossover, whatever you're carrying, is bad as fuck, because we can. Now, here's why I like white people. Because white people, maybe it's their privilege or this, their, I don't know. But, you know, I know that we're going to do this because Mary will take what she's very good at and make it happen, right? And then I'll take what I'm very good at. Now, in the African-American community, sometimes we have great, great, great ideas. We just don't know how to take it out of there, what to do with it. And that's what this white privilege is about, with all due respect. They have the ability to call Billy Bob or Uncle Tim or whatever the fuck, and he or she is going to give them connections how to get things started, okay? So, honestly, out of all these things I've ever wanted to do, I know it can push through because there's a white girl who can make a call. Is that fair to say, Mary? I agree with myself. I fucking agree with myself because I've been trying to do a lipstick line forever, and I've been going the course of Google and talking to people. People are like, you're an idiot. I bet you if I tell you, you'll be able to get a contact. They'll speak to you because you're white, and I will have a means to a manufacturer for my lipstick line. Am I lying or not?
You're
Mary?
Probably not lying.
Okay. Now, why is that?
Yes.
Why is that?
You know, I can't say why it is because I don't really know why it is. I can only give an opinion.
Oh, hold on, Mary.
Like, there's several
Mary,
different scenarios. Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead. Jay King is joining us, and I think he'll allow you to finish your concept, and then I'd like him to chime in. Good morning, Mr. King.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Arena,
go ahead.
People in the business maybe people in the business, you know, in those areas of business take white people more seriously. I think
wow.
it's sad that they would, you know, feel that way and know that, you know, I don't know. I don't really want to speculate and say, because I don't know, Cheryl, and I don't want to make some shit up.
No, I think because Mr. King is going to give us some insight. Go ahead, King.
Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you that you're a racist and you're a bigot.
Who?
You. You're wrong. Yeah, because you made it about a white person would be able to do what you couldn't do because they were white. And that's not
okay.
true.
I was using the white connections, King.
Women. There were it doesn't matter. There are African-American women right now, influencers, that have lipstick lines that are doing quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And other lines that are doing quite well. And they're blacker than you. What happens is people want to do things, and they just have the idea of what they want to do because they like lipsticks or they like clothes or they like art. What they don't like is studying. What they don't like is preparation. What they don't like is R&D. Research and development. They don't like the things that you have to have from a technical standpoint that will help you become successful in your venture. And they don't like the numbers of who is successful and who isn't. And this is just across the board. 1 million businesses will start today. Black, white, yellow, red, beige, all types of businesses. 1 million of them will start today. In 5 years, 800,000 of them will be gone. Only 20% will make it past 5 years. And in 5 years, 80% of those are gone. Because most people, irrespective of what color they are or where they come from, or who they're connected to, don't have the fortitude or the passion to follow through on the work. It's not just liking something. You have to be passionate about it. And a lot of people, they may like things like a lipstick line, but they're not passionate about the work they go with. So if you've been trying to start a lipstick line, nobody is against you because you're black. It's just when you speak, they know that you're probably a novice or uneducated to the process. They can tell by the way you speak because that's what they do every day. And they probably don't take you serious or think that you're going to follow through just based on your conversation and language. I'll go on mute.
Well, no, that's why I'm going to put your dumb ass on. No, I'm just joking. I just always wanted to say that. Thank you, King. You are absolutely correct on some of those things. And I do honor and I do hear you. I am very passionate about what I do. My problem, and I will put this out here, is this. Unless I know and it's guaranteed that it's going to be perfect, I have a hard time. That's a type A personality that has led me to start and not complete a lot of things. Okay, so you are definitely there, right there. I started really getting into wanting to do the lipstick line before COVID, I believe, and then COVID hit. What I was encountering is the misunderstanding or the miscommunication regarding the product, the manufacturing of it, finding someone that would really do a really good job, having not maybe more money than most, you know, to get things started. So it was being frustrated because I did not find quality manufacturers. And so when I point out to Mary, There are more white people, honestly, that are successful with some of these lipstick lines. And she might know of, moreover, hey, this line or this manufacturer might be better than what you have been dealing with. That's what I meant there. I also meant the
you didn't have any money. That's what you said. You said, so if you have more money, if there, it's not people not talking to you or connecting to you, you have to, you know, there are leaders in every industry, especially when you're talking about independent or white labeling something or creating something. There are leaders. How much research have you done? Do you know who the leaders are? Are you contacting the leaders? Do you have enough money to interface with those leaders?
King, I can honestly say, and as you know, I am one of the smartest people you know. So, of course, I have done that. What I have found, and maybe it's just the change of guard, the manufacturers, when you are asking for samples, this is nothing about pouring in the monies at that, at this, the initial juncture. It's getting sample product. And what I had been receiving was not very good stuff. And so, yes, it discouraged me. However, I have 3 minutes, and I'm going to follow up on that because I love that you have allowed me to look to myself, and you called me a bigot, and I'm okay with that. No, but I see what you're saying. My whole thing, I've always believed it, and I've seen it. People who are white are able to get into areas and have conversations with people that I haven't been able to because I don't have the connections, period.
Well, again, it's not because they're white. It's because
white people have more generational wealth than a little bit. What I'm saying is business-wise, a lot of white people have connections. Yeah?
Because they have the financial wherewithal. But again, it's not because they're white. It's because they are probably more vested financially than you can be. And of course, with finance come opportunity. Listen, Sarah Rector was a black girl, but in the 1900s, the early 1900s, but because she had money, because she was a millionaire, they passed legislation to make her a white woman. So money it will bring opportunities. And a lot of times in these instances, of course, and this according to who you know, but again, that has to do with your experience in the field or somebody that you might know. And that's where the generational part come in. But I don't believe companies are treating people a certain way just because they're black for the most part. Of course, there are individuals and companies that may be like that. But I believe that most companies, they don't care what color you are, if you got green dollars and if you have a product that they can manufacture.
Well, Mr. King, this morning you have definitely challenged me to move towards my looking for my give a fuck, which is my lipstick line, and I can't wait to report back to you and also ask you to continue teaching me not only on my form. I'm honored that you came on the show, but you do this, I wanted to let you know personally, you really do this on your show, and I learn a lot from you. And I appreciate you, and I always will, not only as just a friend, but you're also a teacher and a mentor, and you say it like it is. And shit, that's fucked up. I'm a bigot. Hold on, King. Let me have the white girl, Mary, have 30 seconds. Mary, you scared? You want to say something? Mary, you have 30 seconds. You want to say anything? Or we can continue this on your
show. We can continue this on my show. So everybody come and join us for more at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time today right here on Blog Talk Radio, but on the J. King Network for Mary Had a Little Cancer. And we'll talk about my journey through cancer, but we'll also talk about other things. Shirley, you can come on, J. King. You're more than welcome, obviously,
yeah.
Your network. And we'll talk a little bit more about this, too. We'll change it up a little bit today.
I think that'd be great. Thank you, King. Thank you, Mary. I so appreciate you guys. Hey, by the way, for everyone, my son gets married next Friday. I'm so excited for him. I'm going to cry like a girl. Anyway, looking for my give a fuck. What's this about? I don't know. It's about bringing people together to help you look at things differently, I guess, or even hear. I've never, ever sat there and listened to Mr. King tell me about myself and not say a word. I must be learning. Anyway, I'm signing off. Until next week, you guys continue to make great memories. Have a great week. Bye.